This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The five permanent members of the UN Security Council are being given immediate access to the 12,000-page declaration from Iraq on its weapons program. Officials of the five countries, the United States, Russia, China, France, and Britain, will share the task of making an early assessment of the report delivered to the UN over the weekend. The Bush administration insists that anything short of full disclosure will mean Saddam Hussein remains intent on deceiving the world about Iraq's weapons program. The administration is certain Iraq has biological and chemical weapons, though it is yet to release evidence to support the charge. NPR's Tom Jaltam reports.
With the delivery of this massive report, it is Iraq's word that it has no prohibited weapons against the United States and Britain, saying it does. White House spokesman Ari Fleischer last week said administration officials would not have spoken so plainly and bluntly about Iraq if they did not have a solid basis for saying what they said. But some former professional inspectors who worked in Iraq under the previous UN inspection program, UNSCOM, were surprised the Bush administration would say the United States knows Iraq has weapons of mass destruction.
The confidence with which the administration makes that statement appears to go beyond the conclusions that UNSCOM reached in its final report.
Jonathan Tucker was one of the inspectors responsible for the final UNSCOM report. He notes that the UN Commission said at the end of its work in 1998 that there were unanswered questions about Iraq's biological and chemical weapons, and that the UN inspectors could not confirm that Iraq had destroyed its weapons as it claimed it had. But the United States has now gone further, saying flatly that Iraq has biological or chemical weapons now.
The U.S. statements appear to be based on additional information that go beyond what is currently known. Perhaps they had an agent in place who obtained samples of some type of chemical or biological agent that the Iraqis claimed to have destroyed.
In 1962, U.S. diplomats at the United Nations unveiled dramatic photographs showing the construction of Soviet missile sites in Cuba. Security Council members were impressed. Kenneth Pollack, formerly an Iraq analyst at the CIA, says U.S. diplomats are in a similar position at the UN today, trying to persuade other countries that Saddam Hussein is hiding prohibited weapons.
It would be really nice if the United States were holding back some truly juicy intelligence information about Iraq's weapons of mass destruction that prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that Iraq still has weapons of mass destruction. But that's very unlikely.
A senior intelligence official says the evidence on Iraq's weapons programs is largely circumstantial. The CIA reported this fall, for example, that Iraq has acquired special aluminum tubes that seem to be for centrifuges used for enriching uranium as part of a nuclear weapon program. There are other such examples. Each little piece of evidence could have an explanation, the official says. But when taken all together, he says, it suggests there's some fire behind the various puffs of smoke. U.S. officials insist that other governments would also be persuaded if they saw all the evidence. Kenneth Pollack says the Bush administration needs to share what it knows.
It's going to be a tough case to make, in particular because some of the best intelligence that we have is also some of the most sensitive. However, what the administration should be able to do is to go in private to countries on the Security Council and show them in private the information that we have.
But President Bush has insisted it's not for the United States or the weapons inspectors to prove Saddam has prohibited weapons, but for Saddam to show he doesn't. He made the point again on Saturday in his weekly radio address.
The responsibility of inspectors is simply to confirm evidence of voluntary and total disarmament. Saddam Hussein has the responsibility to provide that evidence as directed and in full.
The Bush administration has grounds for making this argument. Iraq was required at the time of the last UN weapons inspection effort to provide documentation and physical evidence to show it in fact had destroyed the biological and chemical weapons it had acknowledged having. It never did that, and it is that evidence Iraq is now obligated to produce. In that sense, the burden of proof is on Iraq, not on the United States. But Iraqi officials and their allies in the United Nations have succeeded in raising enough doubt about U.S. and British claims that the Bush administration may have to produce evidence of Iraq's weapons program, whether it wants to or not. Tom Jelton, NPR News, Washington.